Good morning. This is Kemp Haar, publisher of Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have a special treat. There's a brand new general manager at Amteco, which is based down in Atlanta, Georgia. And his name is Tyrone Johnson. Good morning, Tyrone.
Hey, good morning, Kemp. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's good to have you on board with Amteco.
Well, it's really good to be here.
Let's talk about your past for just a minute. Now, you actually worked with Armstrong before you came to Amteco, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I spent about 5.5 years with Armstrong.
Okay.
Recently with the Homerwood business in Titusville, Pennsylvania.
So you just, I mean, as of January, you've taken this job, and this is actually the job that David Model had, I guess, a little over a year ago.
That's correct. I'm 1 week into it, literally today, 1 week. And, you know, David Model did hold this position, I think, a little over a year ago.
So as you look at the challenge that you face ahead of you, what is your strategy? Have you had enough time to develop a strategy?
Well, not quite, but, you know, I can certainly talk to you at least about kind of how we're thinking about approaching the market this upcoming year. And quite simply, Kemp, our plan is to grow at a rate that exceeds that of the marketplace. You know, recently we've made some investments in the dealer market, which we think are paying off. We will continue to make investments in this segment and leverage our strengths in the repair and remodel sector. But with all that said, we also feel like we have a great opportunity to increase our commercial sales. As everyone knows, LVT is a growing category, and the commercial market continues to grow. So, you know, this upcoming year, you'll see some fantastic new innovative designs from Amteco. You know, our new product introductions, and our historically strong product performance and our ever-improving service should give us and our existing customers a lot to look forward to, and new customers as well this upcoming year.
You know, Floor Focus has been covering Amteco for quite some time, and I think last time we did a feature on you guys, we had asked some questions, and we had heard that about 80% of your business is actually in the commercial sector. Is that correct?
That's pretty close. That's correct.
And so you can continue to have that focus and still also grow the residential sector some. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, our focus clearly will continue to be the commercial side of the business. And as you noted, the lion's share of our sales do in fact come from the commercial market. And as I said a little while ago, it is a growth segment. You know, we're going to work very, very hard, very, very diligently this year to take advantage of that growth. But keep in mind, you know, we have made and will continue to make investments in the dealer market. In fact, Kemp, in 2008, we will invest more money in the dealer market than we did in 2007. So while we will focus on commercial, certainly you're going to see a lot of new and neat things coming from this business that's geared for the repair and remodel segment.
Okay. And I noticed that you guys aren't going to services this year, that's right?
That's correct. You know, we feel like, you know, at least right now anyway, you know, we benefit from more of a high-touch approach to meeting with our dealer base. You know, we believe that smaller regional meetings where you get the undivided attention and more quality time is quite frankly just a better way for us to show and discuss the features, advantages, and benefits of our products and our company. As an example, we are extremely pleased with the results thus far of our recent partnerships with, you know, the various buying groups. However, we will continue to evaluate this year by year, and we certainly aren't ruling out appearing at services in the future.
Actually, if you are part of these buying groups, I mean, you get to see a good percentage of the business just by attending their shows, don't you?
That's our thought as well. Absolutely right.
Yeah, okay. So going back over to the commercial sector for a minute, when you look at the subsectors in that business, where does luxury vinyl tile do the best? Is it mostly healthcare?
Well, you know, I think it does very well in a couple of different, you know, segments within the commercial space. Certainly healthcare is up and coming, you know, particularly with, you know, everything that's going on the green side of the world. You know, we're really poised to take advantage of the growth there. You know, our Stratica product is something that we feel like positions ourselves very well for what's going on with healthcare. Retail is a big part of our business, but, you know, education and government and, you know, leisure, hospitality, all those segments seem to be pretty strong segments for LVT.
Well, I've got to tell you, you know, when I look at what you are able to do with LVT. I mean, you almost have to bend over and touch the floor before you can realize that it's not actually either the wood or the stone that you primarily, the look that you have there.
No question about it. I mean, I feel like our company is second to none in terms of the realism of the visuals that we're able to produce. Certainly our quality, I think, is second to none. And, I was just running a, small wood business for Armstrong, and, you'd be hard-pressed to, from a distance tell the difference between some of the wood we were making and some of the things that we're able to do here at Amtico.
I think last time I talked to David Vall, your head of marketing, he was telling me that you're having a pretty good year in 2007.
Absolutely. We're actually, very pleased with the year that we're having. I mean, certainly commercial has been very strong, but we've also grown our dealer business year over year. So we're really excited about, the opportunities for our business. We think we've got some products that position ourselves well for, kind of what the customers are asking for. And, we plan on continuing to do the things that we've done well to perform well in this marketplace. And then, anything on top of that we can do, should be gravy.
All right. Tell me a little bit real quick about Amtico overall. I know you're general manager of the North American operation, but the company is actually headquartered in Europe, isn't it?
That's correct. It is, in fact, headquartered in Coventry, England, and that's pretty much what they call the Midlands, the middle of the country, if you will. We've got a, centralized kind of marketing function in Europe. We've got certainly, the group CEO and the group CFO and, more of the corporate folks who sit there. We've got, the same position that I hold both in the UK for residential and commercial, as well as, folks looking at Germany and Australia and Japan. So it's a global business with, a lot of moving pieces, but it's a very, vibrant organization with, a close team all focused on, one goal, and, that's growing this business at a rate greater than the marketplace.
And the majority ownership of the company is ABN AMRO, is that correct?
That's correct, correct. We're private equity owned by ABN AMRO Capital, that's correct.
Okay. So it's being privately owned, you probably can't divulge what your revenues are into the States, can you?
That's correct. We're not able to disclose too much information, but, I can tell you that, we feel really good about, our market share in certain places, and in other places we've got a ton of opportunities. So, depending upon what happens with the company over the next several years, maybe we will be in a position to divulge that information at some time.
All right. Well, welcome to Amtico, and I appreciate you spending time with us this morning. Let me just ask you a personal question. I guess you're moving to Atlanta from the Philadelphia area? Or?
Actually, no. I'll give you a quick little bio on me. I've been in Atlanta for the last 3.5 years, and I was commuting to Northwest Pennsylvania. I moved to Atlanta 3.5 years ago as I was in charge of the Home Depot business for Armstrong at that time. And prior to that, I was in Lancaster for a couple years, responsible for the sales through distribution of vinyl and laminate. That's prior to the consolidation of our wood and vinyl business. So I've been in Atlanta for 3.5 years, but this position allows me to come home most nights. So that's a good thing for my wife and my 2-year-old.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, thanks again for spending time with us, and best of luck to you in 2008.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.